This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for October the 23rd. Today's Bible verse is from the book of Psalms, chapter 27, verse 10. It says there, "Even if my father and mother abandon me, the Lord will hold me close." End of quote. What would you do when you go through the season of abandonment? One of the severe and painful abandonment occasion is when your father and mother abandon you. Other severe painful abandonment times are when your spouse walks away, children leave you, and your friend turns against you. Such times can break you down if you are not deeply rooted in God and His Word, the Bible. David wrote the Psalm 27. We do not know for sure if his father and mother abandoned him, although there are few stories developed out of it. I know his first wife, Michal, Saul's daughter, despised and ridiculed him, 2 Samuel 6:20. This may have led him to choose multiple wives later. Bible says Michal became childless because she spoke and ridiculed David, 2 Samuel 6:23. Even though David was a man after God's own heart, he had to face marital problems. In spite of the problems, God was willing to work with David. The Lord today is willing to help and guide anyone who would trust and call upon Him despite the past. Do not lose heart. God is willing to love and help when you turn to Him for help. On other occasions, his friends abandoned and turned against him. He said in Psalms 41 verse 9, "Even my close friend, someone I trusted, one who shared my bread, has turned against me." And finally, his own son Absalom rebelled and turned against him and cunningly and forcefully grabbed the kingdom from him. Seasons of abandonment and loneliness. However, he says, even in those painful times, he says, "The Lord will hold me close." Such was his unshakable faith and trust in God and in his promises. Surely the Lord held him close. Beloved, are you lonely? Are you abandoned? In your lonely time of abandonment, the Bible promises God is close to you than ever. The Bible says in Psalm 34:18, "The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit." He will hold you up close. You do not need to be sad and depressed. Apostle Paul was lonely when he was placed in prison. More than loneliness, he had to wait for his execution. Such lonely and fearful times, God was closer to him than any other time. God used him to write several epistles, which became the part of the New Testament in the Bible during those times in prison. You see, instead of feeling pity, you can make your loneliness abandonment the best time of your life. God is willing and ready to do exactly that if you would come closer to Him. In loneliness and difficulties, come close to God. God would make you grow again with the brand new tender leaves and branches. Stick with the loving Lord. Do not move away from Him. Moving away from Him is the folly thing you could do in those difficult times. Secondly, did you ask the Lord what He wants you to do in your loneliness? You see, you have a lot of free time when you are alone. You can visit people, encourage them. You can read and study the Bible. You can show kindness and care for those who are needy. You can be the hand and feet of God to others around you. More than all, you can become deep-rooted in Him. This is what Apostle Paul did. He became deeply rooted in Jesus Christ. As a result, he became stronger regardless of his painful circumstances. You see, Jesus said to him, and it is recorded in 2 Corinthians 12:9. He said, "I am all you need. I give you my loving favor. My power works best in weak people." True, God's eternal and powerful word flowed out of Apostle Paul in his loneliness, abandonment, and weaknesses. Remember, listen, "Even if my father and mother abandon me, the Lord will hold me close." End of quote. Beloved, you can replace other names in the place of father and mother and claim the promise of God today. Got a moment for today's prayer? Pray after me. Father in heaven, I want to stick with you closely as I am now lonely and abandoned. Even if my closest one abandons me, you will hold me close. Lord, I believe in your promise. You said you are close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. I count on you and your promises. Please save me and give me your loving companionship every day. I believe Jesus Christ died and rose again in my place for all of my sins. I accept him as my Savior and Lord. Lord, help me to use my circumstances to bring you glory. In Christ's name I pray, amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May his name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.